What is up, y'all? It's me, Tasha C. In this particular video, I'll be talking about, hopefully I know how to do the damn time steps about this group, you know, like some of the, it's basically a streamer being, a popular streamer being supposed called Bruce Drop Him Off. You know, he talking about everybody exposed. They he was supposed, like, he talking about Amp. I told you about the group Any Means Possible with six members, Aiden Ross, I Show Speed, which guy was, you know, once one of his, Sinette was one of his good friends, and they fell off, and then he went in and, like, even coming your Rage. And I used to watch Rage, listen to Rage before, you know, he started showing his face, which I looked to, like, this year. He even came for Lil Yachty as well. By the way, this is October, so for every video being in October, y'all, I'll talk about F cancer, but this is breast cancer awareness month. And also, this is domestic violence awareness month, you know, y'all. So y'all see what the hell that is. That's where I put it on. So yeah, y'all, the reason I'm just gonna combine a video, hopefully, like I said, I know I'll do the damn time steps to talk about this shit. Now, I didn't know about Bruce Dropping Off until like the last month and a half, but this came out what, like Thursday when it started pop off. And this is from our moderators. He's venting and talking about stuff that eventually got exposed, and I'm going to go starting with the newest date until like a couple days ago about why Juice, the person on the X, aka Twitter, actually exposed this stuff about the person. I got, be careful because certain words he said, you know, it's not safe to even say, even cussing or not. But it's kind of peculiar when I look peculiar, because when I go to a lot of people's, well, I've been looking at people's things, and they've been talking about Drew Drop Him Off. Like, I know about Kai Cenat. Now I'm starting to know about all the APM members as well. They all cool when y'all watching, but your Rage, like I said, but doing commentary or flights reacts and doing reaction game stuff. So I knew and was watching your Rage for years. He, Kai Cenat, and I'm Dante, which is popular streamer that watches a reactor and so forth for years. He, him, director, and Choice TV, which I watch for years, do to commentary about, you know, what's going on in the social world, what's going on, like, say, in the YouTube world, beyond, you know, social media, and gives opinion. Expose, if y'all remember, DP Nation, formal name, now known as the Prince Family, you know, like these fake and all these pranks that are fake as hell, and, you know, exposing them. So, yeah. But, you know, just get to go back, because the reason I want to make this movie is going to be long, because I want to also include not just like showing the text messages and reading them off, but also going ahead. And since Kai Cenat addressed this last night, Thursday, because like I say, I have it, y'all, Friday 13th on October 2023, your Rage just responded today, a couple hours ago. You know, it's not even, he just came back. He'll be back streaming back on, you know, tomorrow. He's on Kick now. Tomorrow, he said. But he addresses it, and he made a video, which also you can watch on his page, I think, Your Rage, to see the results. So it's like, what the hell? But even like I said, y'all pay attention to a lot of the replies, which it could be a thing, group think, y'all, but there's a lot of people saying like, okay, Bruce change or whatever, you know. But like I said, I recently just found out about him and Max. Him, Kai, and Your Rage used to be like boys, you know. They used to have Discord cards, even had like a thing Halloween one year where they were like dressed up as, you know, black Ghostbusters and shit, went to like a haunted house or something. It, you know, and then it has faded on and off, you know, I don't know, the beginning of this year or next year, you know what I'm saying? But it's kind of messed up, because, you know, the people he's coming attacking, we don't know, and maybe he is suffering from, say, that he needs to talk to a therapist stuff, because you're saying that all up in your day, all up, you know, just talking to people, your quote unquote mods, and you're up here, you know what I'm saying, talk to your mods like that. Should imagine what you say behind the damn scenes. And he has not responded yet, but you know, we don't know where the hell this is going to go at after this comes out. So let's go ahead. First thing I want to show is to talk about these leaked text messages. So let's listen and look at the video. All right. his juice page, yours truly, which is with a Y-O-R-S, truly with a T-R-U-L-Y, with juice. And when I started watching, this is the mod, I think, that, well, I don't know if it was multiple people, but this is one of the mods, and I kind of looked zoomed in when I was watching Dante's response to this week. And this person was originally a mod, and this is what a person legally, and they're saying, you know, the 7 hours, I'm just letting you know, this 3:33 a.m. in the morning, I am insomnia on October 13th, Friday the 13th. Okay. Now, this ninja Muda Bruce really does have two personalities. Okay, Ray Condon, I think that's Bruce's, like, branding. That's another one of his things. Weirdo ass ninja talking about, I was begging you for money, laughing at us. Ninja, you offered me money after we did the cook-off. Now, let's go, like I said, hit some more screenshots. Scratch off. Okay, I will put up my catch up. I don't want to end up like that Michael Ninja. And this is on February, what I think about February 4th, September the 2nd, 2023. And this is Bruce, which is supposed to be, I guess, his account on here on X, sending in AM truly yours to okay bet. And Juice sends the Cash App thing. And here's another one that was supposed to 16 hours or I guess to prove, you know, 2 to K hour. I'm trying to zoom in to see this one right here that's under this, look like a dinosaur fragment or, you know, a robot chicken. The Cardinal Male Athletes, actually Bruce Ray is Bruce response. Bruce drop him off response. He's like, everyone who went to Rumble, being modest with that amount, got, and he's like, got Eagles dead ass. This is like 4:38 p.m. And this person's like, Roma gonna fall off, you know, like FN 5 hour GPA rip stream. And so laugh out loud. Let's go down and continue. And this person was crying content. This is why I did this shit. Ninja thought I thought he owed me money when it's not the case. Bro, it's not about to lie to that ninjas. Like, just saying, like, trying to lie, say, like, they asked for money or didn't pay him or whatever. But
Bruce, are you ever gonna pay Juice for setting up the event? No. Go with it. Don't owe none of you little niggas money. Y'all can suck my dick. Stop posting me and stop thinking you gotta do shit for me. Juice, your fat ass is unmodded. Fuck out of here, nigga. Go mod for Aiden. Please.
That was the thing. It was something that Juice did, and he's gonna like say something else, and that's not matching the line, and saying, you know, you're not gonna pay Juice nothing, even though it shows that they shouldn't Cash App screenshot. But that was supposedly the reason why they want to do that. Again, this is not the first time where I've been seen, you know, something that relates to him coming at people who are quote-unquote fans. I mean, you know, people who are supporters and moderators. You know, Ninja thing, just I'm be mad because he didn't pay me. Ninja, I got these screenshots that day. Yes, these are old chats, but not playing TS. Okay. Here we
go. Somebody else running the Bruce Report account.
Okay, here we go.
Bye, Devin. You should have.
Okay. DG just made my life so much easier. I might play 12 all his remixes to thank him.
Ben has somebody else running the Bruce Report account with you, especially some funny niggas, like meme niggas. Like, that's the smart way to do it. And I'm not paying nobody to run no Twitter. It's just free fucking analytics. Like, that shit is just funny at this point.
So Juice is basically like, okay, you want me to do all this ish for you for free, and you talking all this ish, and or, you know, some cash. It's just bad business, bad friendship, bad, you know, bad haters. Okay, here's another one. After Kai and Speed announced the Japan trip, he thought they stole his idea, so he blamed Rage. Your Rage, okay? because he was the only person he told about it. He also leaks Rage going to kick in the screenshot. I might have showed these before, but you know, this is again, I'm just showing again, you know, decided to go to the person who leaked this information and, you know, got played based on what they said. Okay, but just speed updates. Okay, special guest. And down here, I guess, you know, question, guess who asked Tuesday? Okay, I think the blue is on there. Okay, wait a minute, I can't scoop it. I want to show this again in another thing where you can see, because it's actually showing Jay for Joshua. Like I say, he leaking this shit himself, you know, like, the hell? Want to go to Japan for free, baby? Babe? 12th or 16th. I have sponsorships. I like them for every week of July until I got go back to Kit. This is Tuesday, 11 p.m. Okay, so thank you for inviting me, though. Holy, it's real ninja. What days is every Monday and Thursday? The ACR shit? Nah. Oh, I'll change it around. Monday is 2K for 2 hours, and Thursday to determine the streamer. You know, because I'm trying to stay for 2 or 3 days. You can't, Aria. I can, etc. Okay. And okay, etc. And this is fire. And somebody, I don't know what the heck that means. And then he's trying to say, I don't think y'all are catching it. And here he goes to continue on, because we saw they can change at 16 p.m. After me to Zoom. I had to push back my shit back 2 weeks. My manager said, but now I don't want to, because shit was booked and that we had planned. Now I want to see them niggas there and beat on them. And you know, that's a response from somebody got like shocked. What, like, bro, the same dates? So again, he trying to set up, like, say your Rage, cause you know, was on some BS as well, or you know, like on some, you know, backstabbing shit, whatever, or coincidence. They on a date when I want to plan this out. Like, ugh. Okay. And here somebody says, you know, but damn, you think Rage was the most? Somebody gotta know. No, that's crazy. NGL. So you're saying Josh told him? They don't know how to F. Yes, I figured it out. So Josh told Kai and Speed about this trip, like coincidence. Okay. He talks shit about everybody behind their back and thinks they cool. This is a day ago. Okay. I think this is another one. All right. I think they were talking about this person named Korn, and I don't feel like downloading it, but let me kind of zoom in so you can see the name. There we go. Here. Whoop. Now, okay, we're going to spend some break. I'll wait. Laughing my ass. You that it's posted. If you that it's posted around Ninja. Okay, today. Let's fight October London, KSI, Long the Car, or you pussy. KSI for years too. You know, look at my peep. I'm watching on them off for years. And I mean, and coach, you know about the Paul brothers. Okay, and then he's in the blue. Go ask somebody who gained something from this little game. Anytime I see you throw 30 seconds in the bathroom, since you really want a cocoa fight, prison shit is what it responds to. Okay, let's go to the next one. Okay, is this the same thing? And this, I guess, is Bruce's account, and somebody responded there, and somebody's like, Ninja's such a loser. Ninja think he goes straight to the top. Fuck Tommy, he on some naughty shit. Okay, 11 p.m. Okay. All right. He was personally, he basically just called him. I'm just saying. Okay. This really said, hey, secretly hates it and his whole team. Here we go. Okay. Remove every post talking about Aiden and them laying. I might try to edit that out. Whackers. Oh, so yo, they ruined. And then he liked these last one. They ruined my Japan positivity arc. I'm not in band them. So, You know, the way they be sending sometimes these instant messages up and stuff, y'all, it can be confusing to me. Okay, and here's still juice can tearing on, like, you left my ass on. See, so two faces, like, niche, these are your quote-unquote friends. And here again, I talked to him off stream, which I don't know why a 60-year-old acts like that. 4:44 p.m. Let's keep on going. Ninja's real bro, hypocritical ass ninja. Ninja also is talking behind ham links about his kick deal. Okay, let's zoom in on that shit. Okay, let's go here. You see the top here. Let me screen the quarter. Now, this is Tuesday, June 16th, just to let y'all know that. Like I said, damn, like... oh gosh, okay, I'm gonna have to squinch. Okay, what? No, I don't have to squinch. Trying to see, can I get this one thing first and then go into it? No, okay, I'm just gonna do it this way. Okay, the blue is this meant before it goes down to the car rental, you know, you see Avatar. Okay, yo, did you get shit? Okay. Yo, did you get a bag? Kicks offered me some goofy ass, you know, 360K a year. Shit, that's ass. LA can't hold me. I'm not trying to get lowballed. Yo, you gotta be active, Brody. Okay, 100%. I feel that. They said they can increase it, but I think I should just stream on Twitch a few more months before I accept something like that. Again, why are you... And he just moved from kick his own stuff. I don't watch this shit, but you know what I mean. Okay, and this is what he responded to. 360K a year is goofy, I guess. Guarantee MF's eagles are so high. This was months ago. So many people have came to me in this exact way. Okay, let me see if there's anything else up, because like I said, it has been trending since yesterday. So we're just gonna go down a little bit more and see if it's anything else that if there's anything else. Okay, and circling this. Okay, my son now niggas taken from me because they seen what I have. I just corroborate the soul he was in. Here's juice that ninja can. S&D. Okay, the overpriced hoodies is deep down hates itself for streaming. Okay, still, you know, dumb. Then these days you talking about you still got me. If you wasn't going to send me money, just say that. That's cool, gang. And here's Bruce. Okay, September 11, 2023, about 12:53 p.m. Yo, where's the craft guy? And you're truly Bruce. He's been messaging you. I can tell him the content if you want. And somebody messaged just around 5 or 9 p.m. I'm telling him to DM me on Discord. I'll add him. And Bruce like, yeah, man. 7:35 p.m. Yeah, thank you. Don't worry about it. Still got you. And it's, you know, folks, because it would mean for sure. Or September left, but yeah. And as we're saying, Bruce, Juice. Now, this is showing that, you know, he was there still on the good side. Bruce dropping a sign that $10 million deal was staking and will be gambling. And that's that. Just went decided to go to their page and, you know, get, you know, the only one. Okay. Sorry about that. The only one I did not see yet or my amount of fine is when you like talking about merging out Ampstone Cinch shit or something like that with a merch or whatever, because, you know, but I just wanted to show y'all, you know, the stuff on Juice Page, the person who leaked it's page. Okay, he's saying he's the great one, because I could have been like AMP and not send shit. Pay a four. I don't know what it is, but this is derogatory. F out my community. And a person, maybe Juice is saying, oh, and exactly, zip it. Let's see here. Is this another one? Okay. Let's zoom in for this one. Oh, it's still the same thing, but this is a better version where it's better. Like, now niggas wanna go into acting like they ain't been acting. I don't care. Cool on God. I'm not watching this shit. Mando, Yachty is a two. He called me when they dropped it to ask me to be on it Friday. Remove every post talking about Aiden, Cheezer, them lame ass. That speed shit showed it all out. Gamer's about to do the crazy shit to stay relevant. Now Kai plays on CS. My brother's laughing on all these MFs on D Riders and Yo in Jail. Checked in my invoice. Okay. Okay, y'all. I think I'm gonna make this video, these reactions, everything in three different parts. But this video was focused on his leaked text message. There was even one, you know, with him between him and Lil Yachty. For some reason, based on, like I said, what people been, a lot of people saying in comments, even they were saying, like, because he booked Drop It Off, even had beef on top of DGG. And, you know, people were saying DGG was right about him. As well, even though, you know, DGT, you know, I don't know why I call it forget y'all. You know, sometimes he misread or eats whistle to whatever, but he was right about Bruce. Personally, me, Bruce, tell him off about, like, it doesn't make any sense. I don't know if it was something going on, or he think everybody jealous of him, or he going through something, but it's like, now, I don't know where it stands. Where with him and his relationship, Your Rage. But in the next video, y'all, I'm going to show is Kai Zanetz's response. And basically, Kai Zanetz, like, you know, yeah, you need help and everything, but basically, because of that and of that, you know, the toxic ass behavior just alone behind the scenes, he's like, you know, I don't fuck with you no more. I wish you the best, you know, and keep on going. But anyway, y'all, hugs and loves. And, you know, what do y'all think about these leak ass text messages? And, you know, from Juice, who was the person or persons who ends up leaking the message because basically Bruce had played them as well. You think Bruce, I mean, Bruce is like going to lose a lot of, you know, not say a lot, but something that might affect him where a lot of people ain't messing with him because how he was talking about, you know, folks. Especially made it worse was people who he was cool with, but she's been having a friendship with Your Rage for years. I don't know, Kai's on that, you know, a couple years as well before it all faded down. But, yeah, hugs, I'll see y'all in the next video. Y'all take care.